Shem Pesach. If somebody was appointed to feed from a Korban Pesach, and the only share, the only portion that he gets from the Korban is only these nimin, these veins, it's like a cold kosher. It's called a chelik of a Korban Pesach. So you see why it's called boso. Secondly, he says that the Torah had rachmanas on Klai Yisrael, that it's not called a treifah, that this gidim that covers over this etzem anishpah is also considered like boso. On this, Omele Rav Papa the Rabba, so Papa said back to Rabba. First of all, Rav Shimon ben Lakish. Rav Shimon ben Lakish, she talk argues on Rav Yechanan. And this sheeter is there, as she says, Polygolib of Sochim, a Kate of Solim. The Yaman, he holds a Nimnin. That no, if you only have veins, teeth from the Korban Pesach, you're not Yotzo. If so, it's not considered like Bosor. So the crew over here, the animals to still be treif. And secondly, that's what you say, in our Sophic Mesoma, the Torah had Rachmanis over here, the opposite. The Yisur of the Reis, the Eretz Hashal, and this is the Reis, that the Shal, the animal should be a treifah. The Yad, the you want to tell me, my Lechish, to what you'd be afraid about, Avadim and Asophic, it should be also. Adam, it's Asophic, and this is the Reis over here. The Shlok, it says there by Korban Pesach, the veins is not considered like Bosom. So maybe here also, this halak of the covering over, Yetzim Manishba, maybe the veins are not considered like Bosom. So Moses says, Ishtik, attack and kept quiet, didn't have what to answer. So that's the question about my Ishtik. Why did he keep quiet? I go, my Rav says, Hilkos HaKavos Toshim Ben Lakish, Dani Tlosa, that we only pass on Rosh Lakish in these three cases, no place else. So in his last Shailia, it's good that we pass on Rav Yechon by Korban Pesach. Not like Rosh Lakish. So what's this Kasha? Rashi says, Vesulay, in no place else, these three places are only Kinyan, Teres, V'Yachilis, and Muberis. And no other places. So over here, Bechudah, with these Gidim, that are safe and anxious, we pass like Rav Yechanan, that it is called Boso. So why did he keep quiet? So Moritz says, no, still, Shani Yoch, here it's still different. I tell you, the whole debate of Yechanan, the Gabbad, the Rav Shimon Ben Lakish, because over here, Rav Yechanan himself was Chayza. Rashi says, Shani Yoch, me Gidim Maraka from the soft veins. The Yoman, he says, call Midi the safe and anxious, anything that eventually will become hard, is Boso, safe as Lin, we go Boso at the end. Not like that. But then the end, even Rabbi Yechon also was Chayza, so therefore Rabbi Yechon agrees to Rosh Lakish that these veins are not considered like Basra. So that's why he didn't answer back. That's what the Lacher is, that these animals should still be treif. These veins cannot cover up the terrorist Basra. So you see what Rabbi Yechon was Chayza Lagabed Rosh Shimon Ben Lakish. The Yomalei, because he said back to him, Judge says, the Yomalei Rabbi Yechon and Hashim Malakish, Bo'avar Reitiv, Rabbi Yechon answered back and said, Atak Nitaini, that Beloshin Yochid on Nishain Oysa. I learned that Beteris, Aloshin Yochid. The rest is a deal that we'll have later that Rabbi Yechon says such a memo like that, that since it's Seifel HaHakshois, that it even though it's Seifel HaHakshois, but it's called Basar right now, and then Rabbi Yechon said, you should know, I only said that Beteris, Aloshin Yochid. Meaning to say, we don't hold like that. See, even Rabbi Yechon himself was also crazy to say that since these soft veins will eventually become hard, we consider like the heart right now, and they do not have a locha, libateris basa. Now the Gemara says, Ahu nishbaretzim, there's once a case that the bone became fractured, the yotza lachutz, and the bone like was sticking out, the ishtako kurtisa minei. And Rashi says it means lush and curved like pieces of it. Kleima ma'at minetzim, a piece of this bone, necha like got these destroyed like menofalo, it fell down, got this to necha, be eaten up. So you have this bone, a fractured bone, and part of the bone was sticking out, and piece of it chipped off, fell off. Smur says the case was osla kaima de abaya, they brought this shal in front of abaya. So Shoya lost the Wrigley, he waited three regolim like to try and find an answer what the locker is. Omalei Ravada Bamasa, Ravada Bamasa said to him, Zil Kaim made the Rava bread Rab Yosef. Why don't you go in front of Rava, the son of Rab Yosef, Bar Choma? Why the Harifa Sakina? Because he's a very sharp person, like a sharp knife, that he'll know what to answer you over here. Rashi says, Lei Pasuch Lei Bisrori, he understands things very well. So that's what happened. Osla Kami came in front of him. Omri said like this, Michtim, let's see. Nishparetz and Vyotzlachutz, the case where the bone was fractured and it was sticking out. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah that Mali Nofal, Mali Issa. So what's the difference whether the piece of the bone fell off or not. So here the halacha should be that if Roiv of the boss is covering it up, it should still be kosher. Rashi says, as long as the boss is covering it, it should be kosher. So what's the difference? A piece of the bone fell off. All Malay Ravin the Rava, so Ravin is about to Rava. Mislaket Mahu, Misroises Mahu, Mismas Mismahu. So Rashi says this goes on the bosa that's covering up this Etzem Hanishbar. So Mislaket means the Rav HaBosa is not in one piece. It's pieces here, pieces there, but they're covering up Rova the bosa. Rosh Misroises, Rashi says, means the bosa became very thin, Vakolish, but still it covers up Rav. This masus means boser hanishar lekisa nikra. The meat that left over started to rot away, decay, but still the mice of this boser is covering up robe of the etzim. Is it kosher or not? Samur says, hey, chidomi mismasmes. What's your shell about mismasmes? Samur afuna, brother Rishua, kol shal roi fekoidri. The skin, like the boser, is so bad that a surgeon would come and like scrape it off. So that's not considered like boser. That was a shiloh. Is that Basa Chayfer, is it kosher or not? He didn't answer. Ibola, I have a question like this. Ibolahu. Nikiv Ma, let's say this Basa is covering up Raiv of the fractured bone. Let's say a hole became in that Basa. Rav Niklav Ma, let's say it was peeled off. Nistak, it was cracked, Maho. Nitav Shlisha Tach, let's say the bottom third of the flesh was taken off. Ma, what's the locha? The mice is covering up Raiv of the fracture, or maybe no, it has to be good Basa, not this type of Basa. So Tashma coming here. The Yama Ula Omer Rabbi Yechanan, or Hareyu Kibosa, that the skin has the same malacha like the Bosa. So as she says, Amu, we see from here that Nito Shlisha Tachtoin Venisha or Hushnei Shlish Oimdim should be kosher. My mother's just the skin is kosher, so about if two thirds were taken off also, two thirds are still left over. So Mara says no. Dilma Dekona Moshko. The Moshko today means like over there, the skin holds its own place. Rashi says, Shehechzik or b'shaloi kloi mahosam lav benit labosar mitachta v'oroi mit be'avir koma ha'agoyin shenishpur etzim. So there the skin is attached well, but over here where a piece under it was taken off, it doesn't stay so well, maybe here it's no good, that's a shayla. Omer Rashi, ki avin ber papi or bar papi, ibol, and ask a question like this, nikta kiminta bas malasya, piece of skin was taken off, like a ring, what would be the locha? Well, Poshti, he was pushing me, but he heard the Omer Rav, who the Omer Rav, that the dove is there, shilt the chayit, the chachomim, on the right from the dafkis, we almost like this, mesartoi bi'etzem omala rucha. He should like make holes in the bus, so now we'll make it heal up again. Abu parzlo mitzar sarva, don't use metal, that will make it bad. That'll cause it to be inflamed. And Omer Rav Popov, who the corner garment, day. So it's only when the skin is still, the flesh is still well attached to the bone, then you can afford to make these incisions, make these holes they like, and that will only be merapa, that will only heal it. So Rashi says, "Vudu konagam the day, shonaroyim we see she'etzem mastik b'shloy, the bone is still holding tight. Svibas hakadera, midivak etzem lebosa, it's attached well. Yeah, then v'simnas cholos halos harucha, that's the beginning of a healing up, so now the answer is like making little holes there in it, and that will make it heal better. If you don't have these simonim and echnami, then it won't help you, then it will remain a treifa. That will be healed. Now the Mishnah says, Hashoich eresa behema, omotza bo shulya. Inside the animal, you find a placenta, you find a shulya, it's inside the animal. Yeah, the afterbirth, you find inside there. So nefesh hayofa techlenu, means a person wants to, he's allowed to eat it. Rashi says, a yofa means shein daita kotz, is not disgusted with it, because it looks mias, but a lochi let eat it. And Rashi says, the chiddush is that you don't say, there's considered neva min achai, because shegam hi nitta b'shchita same, since the placenta was inside the stomach, b'shach the shchito, so it became hutta, you let eat it, and therefore if you want to, you let eat it. V'yena mitama le'tumas oichlin, le'tumas nevelis. But right now it doesn't have any tumor. Because man, you don't think to eat it, so it's not called an eichel, so it doesn't have any tumas eichel on it, and what them shit, it doesn't have a tumas nevela on it. Rashi says, in meisa behema, in case the behema died by itself without a shchito, so even though the behema is called a nevela, the shuli itself doesn't have a shem eichel, so it won't have tumas nevela on it. Either.
What's going to not tumas eichel, not tumas nevelis? What's going to be the chisha v'lehil? Let's say you have in mind to eat this show you the placenta. Then the locher is mitama tumas eichlin. It would be mekabel tumas eichlin. Like as soon as you decide to eat it, it has a shame eichel on it, and therefore if the tummy thing touches it, it'll become tummy. It's mekabel tumas eichlin. Avloy tumas nevelis. No, tumas nevelis. No. Rashi says why lav bosahu. Elakishar oichel biyamah. Stam cold food is not called bosa. His nevela is only the meat of the animal. The animal died, so the meat is also, but not the shulia. Avloy tumas nevelis. Now what's going to be shulia shiyotasa miktasa? So when the mother was alive, the placenta part of it came out. So then lachur is asur b'achilo. And look, you're not allowed to eat the placenta anymore. Even if it comes back in again, and even if you make a shechita on the mother, the placenta remains also. So that you can eat. We'll soon see why. Why? Because you say, simin vlad b'isha, and simin vlad b'behema. When the placenta comes out, that's a simin vlad b'isha, regular lady, who are doing by behema. Shechitas, I think, were afraid that in the shulya, part of the kid is inside there. So you have to be afraid when part of the shulya came out, maybe the head of the baby came out also. And that's called kiyalud, like it was born already. So therefore, when it even goes back in the mother's stomach, a shechita does not help. Only a small part came out. Yes, still, you have to be afraid. Maybe that mixes, the head came out. And that's called kiyalud. Like it says, simin isha, also the vehema. If the shuri comes out, that has a locha, that's as if she gave birth. Now, what's going to be hamavakeres shepilu shuya? That's hamavakeres. That's the zepet the rechem shalor. First time the baby is giving birth, and the first time the behemoth is giving birth. So the chur is called the bechor. She has kedushas bechor on it. But shepilu shuya, the shuri came out. The placenta came out. So locha is yashlechenu leklovim. You want the upright just to throw it to the klovim. Rashi says she has no kedusha on it. The afagav dein shuya b'lei vlad uses the vlad inside it. Ha'ocho ruba lav bas mikdashi. The dominic mevis mikayfa can come on, we'll see later. Yashichenu l'klovim. Because, like Rashi says, you have a right to say, Mestam is not a zocho. So it doesn't have kedushas b'chor on it. Of a mekdoshim, let's say it's an animal, a korban, that the shuya came out. Then tikova, then you have to burn it, you have to bury it. It has kedusha to it, you have to bury it. But v'yein kofir noisep yitikover, and v'yein kofir noisep pashat rochem. And now that I bury it though, pashat rochem stam on the road. You shouldn't bury it there. And v'yein tonu noisep bilun, and you can't hang it on the tree, because they dark your hamari. That's the way the goy and the amurim used to do it. So what's the chidush about pashat rochem? She says, "V'derech ha'menashchem ala korvim shom shletapel oid." Menashe means like these kishuf people also buried there. So these two things, less part of the Mishnah means al daki amuri, you should not bury it, not on the highway, and not either on hang it on a tree. Those two things are also mishum daki amuri. Yeah. The Navi Mor says, "What? How do we know this from?" They say, "What? The shuli is muta. Minohanimili. Tana rabbanim." Pesach says, "Kol behema toichlu." Is mashma anything of the animal? If you made a shechita, you'll eat from it. His l'rabba says, "Hashoya." Comes even the placenta inside, you'll eat it. Yochla, I would have thought to say, "Afilu yotzei miksos." That even part of it came out already before the shechita. Maybe even so, if it goes back in again and you make a shechita, smutat eat it. Tamlan, the Pesach says, "No oisa, oisa v'lo shlisa." You don't eat the animal itself, not its placenta. And the question is, the shad is michta, let's see. And shulya b'loy vlad. Every shulya, every placenta has a kid inside it. If so, you ain't shulya b'loy vlad. So lomuli kro, what do you have to have a posik for? So mazenachnam, you kro smachta b'yama, it's only a smachta b'yama. Mashma, that's a swara though. That the niksas, like we said before, the niksas of the shulya comes out, there is a kid inside the placenta, and you have to be afraid, maybe the head of the kid came out. So it's called kiludami, and once it's called like it's born already, so pshita the shechita of the mother doesn't help anymore. So the chlamim from Moses back the true, really only the pasuk for this, it's only nesmachta b'yalma. Yeah. Rashi says what ledrosh, we need it for other droshes. Lachtuch minat chel, if you cut off from the spleen of the animal, the kloyis that we had before, that those things are no good. Yeah, but here this you know without a pasuk. And then it says what? V'ein matama, but the shuvya has no tumah. Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak, because it's not called an eichel, it's not something you usually go to eat. Only if you mechashav, you have in mind to start to eat it, then it could be mekabel tumas eichlin. Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak, you must have a shower this. Boy, Rabbi Yitzchak, banavcha, or chamor shasholku. You take the skin of a chamor of a donkey, and you cook it up. Shasholku, that's just bishle habimah, you cooked it up a lot. Ma, what's the halacha? Rashi says, Shukosh Shemoy says, the skin of a donkey is very hard, and it's very meat, it's disgusting. Let's say he cooked it up a long time. Maho. So Mer says, Lamai, what's your shayla? Ilu tumas oichlin, if his shayla was, could it have a shame oichel on it? That if a sheriff touched it, it should become tamei. So Tanina, but also we learned. We'll soon see what we learned about that. And ilu tumas nevela, if his shayla is, if tumas nevela is chal, upon